The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Full of monkeys. That's what we do here. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me give you our Palmetto golf report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Sign up right now. Here's what I got. I have for the water and fishing type activities. You can sign up for dolphin adventure cruises, for firework cruises, for fishing, for sailing. You can sign up for kayak lessons and paddleboard, surf lessons. You can sign up for bay runner fishing and just lagoon fishing and all kinds of fishing things that are going on. Bike rentals. Let's think about that. You can rent bikes and paddleboards and surfboards and jogging strollers, beach chairs. You got all that. The tee times, certainly there. And everything you can sign up for like, what kind of view do you want? Do you want a courtyard view, a golf course view, lagoon view, an ocean view, ocean front, pool view, resort view? You got it all. And right now, if they've got these, you know, promo codes that are going on. And I want you to do that. I want you to sign up for good and make your reservations for Alexander's, the great restaurant. That's there. One of the great restaurants that's there. It's an award-winning resort. They've won all kinds of awards in tennis and golf and fishing and kayaking. They've got it all. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Beautiful day at Palmetto Dunes today. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report. Great news from the NCAA Golf Regional down in College Station, Texas. The top five teams advance, and right now Clemson and South Carolina are in that top five. Clemson is third right now after shooting 5 under par. South Carolina is fifth by shooting 5 over par. The Gamecocks have a one-shot lead over Ole Miss heading into day 2 of 3. For the Tigers yesterday, Doc Redman shot 70. Colby Patton, freshman, shot 70. Bryson Nimmer shot 71. Turk Pettit shot 72. Kyle Cottom shot 73. So great shape. Clemson down in through one round. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing more of that at Palmetto Dunes. Golf Report brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. To follow that NCAA deal, go to golfstat.com. To follow anything else at Palmetto Dunes, sign up for all their great social media stuff at PalmettoDunes.com. Hour number two, we touched on a little bit of Clemson and Kennesaw State. We touched a little bit of the RPI, all the polls. We gave you all of that. In this hour, we'll tell you about Clemson's commitment that they had. In this hour, also getting that Woody McCorvey statement, the Dabo Swinney article from ESPN, we'll do that. Had a really good text sent here about Clemson and one-run games. But just let me finish up on the gambling thing right fast. We don't know if South Carolina would ever legalize it. Would you do it? Would it change the way you do it? I had a texter say, hey, man, life's too short. Live the way you want to live it. My thing was, yeah, but be forewarned. You know, if you choose to throw your money away, fine. He goes, right, but it's my money. I've lost. Gambling's no different than any other guy who drinks or does drugs. It's an addiction. Sure it is. And if you choose, is it okay for me to say, hey, man, don't get addicted to drugs? Is that okay for me to say that?
It is.
But it's my life, man. I get addicted to drugs if I want to. That was the texture's deal. Don't tell me not to gamble. It's my life, my money. I'll do what I want to do with it. But it's okay for me to warn you about the pitfalls of drugs, the pitfalls of alcohol, right?
Poker is a gateway drug. It's a sports gambling.
It leads to roulette. Roulette leads to craps. Craps lead to betting on horses.
Do not do it.
Here's what, and I get this argument too. Well, the stock market's just legalized gambling. Well, here's the difference, okay? I just got this thing here in front of me. I told you that off the bat, the odds of you beating Vegas are set against you. It is a less than 50% chance that you're going to make money.
Sure.
I'm looking right now, the historical S&P 500 index stock market returns. What year do you want to start in?
2008.
From 2008 was down 37%. From there on, you ready?
Yeah.
26% gain, 15% gain, 2% gain, 16% gain, 32% gain, 13% gain, 1.4% gain, 11.9% gain. See, it seemed like to me that, like, that's kind of a pretty good little historical trend for you. All right, here's the Vegas gains. 47%, 47%, 47%, 47%, 47%. So, minus, by the way. So, actually, minus 3%, minus 3%, minus 3%, minus 3%, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna win money. So, would you be smart doing it? Anyway, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. throw it away if you like. Let you know. Just be forewarned is all I'm telling you.
Text her with a great point.
What?
My bookie doesn't tax me. The state would tax me on placing and winning a bet. And taxation is theft, homie.
Yeah.
Taxation is illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell that to the judge. Tell me how that works out for you. Here's a really, really good text. This is from Terry in Clemson.
Hello, Terry.
Back to Clemson baseball, he said. They played 22 games decided by two runs or less, so they don't feel like a dominant team. The good news is that they're 18-4 in those games. And they are 14-4 in one-run games.
Sure.
They've tied a school record for one-run games. They swept William Mary early in 3 1-run games. They swept Virginia on the road in 3 1-run games. I think one-run games, again, every game is different. And you can't say that every one-run game is other. But as a whole, over 56 games, I think one-run games come to defense. And bullpen. And like little freebies, you know, those kind of things. And Monty Lee's term, on the Monty Lee era at Clemson, the Tigers are 37-14. That's 72.5% winning percentage.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So anyway, good news for Clemson baseball. Texas said, no gambling, Mickey, is no fun, Mickey. I'm sorry. I can't sit and watch you just throw away your money. But
I can. Good luck.
Really? That's fine with you?
It's not my money.
Just throw it away,
People
man.
Are going to do it anyway. We're going to continue.
Just give it away.
We're going to continue to read lines on the show.
Yes.
Spreads.
I don't think it's going to change a lot, though, right?
You probably won't notice change in this next couple of months, maybe even year. It all depends if South Carolina legalizes it or not.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then things change.
Yeah. Who knows, man? Who knows?
I think it could help Atlantic City, though, if I'm thinking about New Jersey for a second.
Yeah, I've been to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2003. Didn't gamble a single dime through all of them.
No?
Nah. Don't care anything about gambling, man. I've been on 2 football games in my life, won both of them. Bet $100 on the Dallas Cowboys beat the Buffalo Bills in 2 Super Bowls, won both of them. That's the only football games I've ever bet on.
Yeah, why did you bet in those games?
Well, I was young, and I just didn't think, I thought the Cowboys were the super team, and I won the first year. It was a buddy of mine that said, hey, man, I'm about to place a bet on the Super Bowl. You want to do this? So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then the next year, I was living in Hilton Head at the time, I think. And the next year, I was like, hey, yeah, I'll do it again. I won $100 last year. Let me see if I can, you know, whatever. So I did that. I bought one lottery ticket ever. I tell you this story. No. Falk and I bought a $2 lottery ticket when we were working together, and we both put $1 in each. We didn't win, obviously. Had we won, it'd be the Zach Orr show from 6 to 9, the Kelly Grammett show from 9 to 12.
This is a big old jackpot, huh?
Yeah. That's what gets me about lottery, too. Like, I don't buy it, but people say, man, it's up to $500 million. I think I'm going to play now. Like, for $100 million, you weren't going to play.
No.
Well, for $500 million, you're going
to
play.
I can't be bothered to stop at the 7-Eleven and buy a ticket at $100 million.
Right. I was in a gas station the other day in, where the heck was I? In Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Actually in Gilbert. And they had like five signs up, handwritten signs with Sharpies. And it said, lottery machine is down. Scratch offs is all we have here. And there's like five different ones saying, this is down, this is down, this is down.
Mm.
And the place is empty. Nothing. The first time that we had lottery and scratch-offs, I remember on Christmas Eve going, my grandmother lives in a small town, and so I went there, and I was driving to her house, and I stopped over to get, like, gas or something, and wanted to get me a little Diet Pepsi or something, right? And I walked in there, and the line on Christmas Eve, this is sad, but the line to buy beer, cigarettes, and lottery tickets was around the corner. Like, it took me like 10 minutes to get through there.
Yeah.
Like, all the vices on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the little kids at home didn't have anything.
Well, they're buying lottery tickets and stuffing stockings because you forgot to go shopping. Beer to get through family dinner. And those heaters take the edge off as you sneak outside and shivering.
My wife does this thing now where she'll look at me and say, and she doesn't smoke cigarettes, so she'll look at me and say, I got to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Like she'll get mad about something, you know, like Clemson to give up a run in baseball or something. She'll say, I got to go outside and smoke a cigarette. But she doesn't smoke cigarettes. You know, like she never smokes anything. Never smoked a cigarette in life. Anyway, it's kind of cool.
Smoke if you got them, Mayor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen this story? I'm going to get to the Woody McCrory story in the next segment, or the Woody McCrory ad in the next segment. Have you seen the, speaking of like immigration and immigration rules, have you seen the story of the Oakland A's catcher and his trip to Canada?
No.
Later this week, when the Oakland A's head to Toronto for a 4-game series with the Blue Jays, their catcher Bruce Maxwell is likely headed to Nashville for the AAA team. According to Susan Slusher of the San Francisco Chronicle, Maxwell's ongoing legal issues are expected to prevent him from crossing the border and joining his team in Canada. He'll likely instead report to the AAA team because Maxwell has not been sentenced following his April 13th plea agreement, and original charges included a gun enhancement, and he considered is ineligible to enter Canada's immigration guidelines. He was arrested on aggravated assault and charges in October after he pulled a gun on a food delivery person. He reached a plea agreement later in the month. The plea agreement pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, a class 6 undesignated offense. He was placed on probation and is required to complete community service. His formal sentencing is scheduled for June the 4th. MLB could not discipline him under the league's joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. It is unlikely that Commissioner Rob Manfred's office will complete the investigation to hand down the discipline before or prior to the June 4th hearing. He could be suspended on that policy. If Maxwell is unable to enter Canada, the A's are expected to send a AAA catcher up for a 4-game set. He's only hitting .211 with 3 RBIs and 41 plate appearances so far. He gained notoriety to become the first and the only person so far to kneel during the national anthem. But pulled a gun on a food delivery guy and now can't go to Canada. So there's no Canada for him. Said, oh, Canada.
Literally never heard of this guy.
Yeah, you have. He did the he took the knee.
Didn't make my radar.
Really?
Didn't hear about it.
Oh yeah.
It's in Oakland, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't hear about things on the West Coast.
He's a different catcher there, a different character there. Bruce Maxwell. He's not the brightest bulb.
Pulled a gun on a delivery guy?
Yeah. You know the background on that one? I don't know like talking crime on the show. This was back in October.
You had the background?
I've got it right here.
Oh, sweet.
We can confirm that Bruce Max was arrested today at 18:08 hour in a Scottsdale resident, responded to residents reference to a gun call.
So 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, 6:08 at night. The victim in the case was a food delivery person who stated he pointed a gun at her. It was a woman, by the way. Yeah, obviously. He was booked on aggravated assault charges. The Scottsdale PD arrested him. They said they're disappointed in these allegations. I don't know what it was about. Here it is. The Oakland A's catcher made headlines earlier this week when he accused a restaurant of refusing to serve him due to racism. Remember that? He was in Alabama and made up the story that they refused, and the restaurant said, no, we didn't do this. We've never seen this guy before. Remember that?
I don't know anything about this guy.
Yes, he was the guy. He was in Alabama.
I believe you. I've never heard of this
guy. He made this story up saying that he took a knee during the national anthem. And then he said he was in Alabama, and they refused to serve him because the guy said, I voted for Trump and everything he stands for, we're not going to serve you food. But that never happened. The guy's an idiot.
Well, it sounds like it.
So Canada might not let him into the country based upon their immigration deals. You know? Interesting stuff, I thought. I thought it was pretty cool, pretty interesting story come out of that. We'll see what happens out of it. To be honest with you, he's not a very good player either, so might have sent him down to Nashville anyway.
Might be hanging around Nashville a little longer than that 4-game set.
Yeah. I spent some time this weekend with Michael Johnson, not the 200-meter sprint guy who still had one of the most fascinating feats I've ever seen in Olympic history, the former Clemson baseball player and coach who played about 6 years in minor league baseball, made it to AAA.
Is the guy who had the Groud incident?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Is that resolved?
Yes, everything's resolved.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I was talking to him about minor league baseball and how it all works. I learned so much from that, man. I didn't know, like, how all the move ups and move downs and who decides and that kind of stuff. Pretty interesting stuff to see. But it sounded like to me this Maxwell guy needs to go meet with the GM and kind of get things straightened out there. Pretty cool stuff. All right. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. They want to get in touch with you and want you to get in touch with them and learn more about how they do these tailor-made structured loans just for you. I can tell you this, that in their line of business, the way they differentiate is you're not going to get better rates. The way that these national 800.com companies say is, hey, man, we're going to give you these unbelievable rates. Well, you're not going to beat Prime Lending's rates. The second part of it is it's the ability to sit down with you, learn more about you, your family, your financials, your where you want to do, how you want to do this. I mean, and just setting up our loan and the conversation I had with Mark Hawkins, like for 30 minutes, we talked about what we have now, what we've had in the past, and what our finances are going to look like in the future. And so as a result, we're able to do a completely different kind of loan than what I originally thought we were going to do when we remodeled our home. So I love this idea. It is our great friends at Prime Lending. It's one of the biggest banks in the country. They'd love to help you out. Start a local conversation with them. I want you to go to their website, find their local number in your area, and next time you think about buying or refinancing or remodeling, it's PrimeLendingSC.com. We come back. There was some headlines made a few weeks ago about Dabo Swinney and Paul Feinbaum thinking he's going to Alabama. What if McCorvey doesn't think so? We mentioned it yesterday's show. We'll get your thoughts on what Coach McCorvey had to say about Dabo Swinney here and what that means to the future of Clemson and Alabama football right after this.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer for details.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-645-4371.
It's varied based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Hey, Zach, what was that last music you played during that last intro? And 3, 2, 1, that's when we get that text right there. Do you ever get tired of listening to that song?
No.
It's on my alarm, I told you, in my house.
Oh, you must be getting tired of it by now.
Yeah. I loved running a song in the ground. Like, I get so sick of hearing it.
Every time I get to do a good one.
Yeah. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, on our Northland Communication phone line. Hadn't opened up phone lines all day today, but you know what? Love to take your phone calls on this subject and or anything else if you want to change the subject. I love this. People say, hey, don't talk about that anymore. Well, you know what? Whatever you want to talk about, you're always welcome to call the show.
You don't do that.
Was that Step Brothers?
I don't even remember where it's from.
I think it's from Step Brothers.
Hey, Tom.
Canty Foundation Specialist can help you.
Canty can fix it.
TheyCanFixIt.com. Absolutely. Boeing foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors, windows, tilting and leaning walls. Let them help you. Canty Foundation Specialist. If you've got jammed doors or windows or any cracks above doors or windows, get in touch with them. It's CantyCanFixIt.com for a free quote today. CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com. Had a texter say, hope you're in a better mood today. And don't get mad at me. But by definition, an athlete's a person. Now back to Tiger football. Go, Mark. Tiger's Mark. Hey, Secretariat's different. Secretariat was not a horse. You heard me right. Secretariat was different. Look in that big red's eyes.
It was a machine.
All right. Let me get into this one.
Yeah.
If you notice, we didn't get into the Dabo Sweeney's going to...
Mama, I'm coming home.
Mama calls. I'm on my way. Just set me free. Home, sweet home. Tonight. All right, so anyway, I got carried away there, Zach. I'm so sorry. We didn't get on to the Dabo Sweeney going back to Alabama thing. I was like, you know what? It's not going to be resolved now. That's good for Paul Feinbaum. Let him read it. Let him feel that way. Paul Feinbaum thinks that the sun rises and sets only on Alabama football, that nobody else plays any football, that at no point in time does anybody ever have any right to even say that they call it football, because Alabama's trademark football and gridiron and pigskin, and nobody else even comes close to it.
Gridiron.
That everybody else is their futile attempt to imitate Alabama football.
Roll Tide.
So, with that said,
Roll Tide.
I just spent a lot of time on Paul Feinbaum. But Chris Lowe, very good writer for ESPN, Roll Tide, has an article out, Dabo Sweeney's built his own Alabama at Clemson. I'm not going to read the entire article to you, but in terms of Dabo Sweeney and going back to Alabama, there was some pretty interesting stuff, including my very good friend Woody McCorvey, who I played Augusta National with, by the way. That was pretty cool. Had an interesting quote. I'm going to lead up to the quote with some of the things that were said here. Lowe says, drawing the inevitable comparisons to Alabama, the question begs, has Clemson reached a point where it's become a national championship or bust every year?
Roll Tide.
Sweeney enters 10th season, said no. He says, we're never going to be in that camp. Now, our fans at some point are certainly will be there, but that's a positive. I love the fact that we're built a program where fans get amnesia quick. When I got the job in 2009, we hadn't won 10 games here since 1990. Now we're going for 8 in a row. Hey-o. We've won a conference championship, hadn't won a conference championship since 91. Now we've played for it 5 times, won 6 divisions, and we're going for a 4th ACC championship in a row. He said, I have a very good memory and very good perspective on where we are as a program and how we got here. Sometimes fans, they want more and more and more and more, and they think you win a championship every year, and it doesn't work that way. Now, that's you, Mr. Orr 24. You're one of these things now, national championship or bust kind of guys.
Let me be clear about it. Unless I'm lifting hardware at the end of the season, I'm not interested in it.
Well, I disagree with that.
But that's where we're at this season.
Remember this.
Whether you agree with it or not.
Remember this. Well, this is a special team here. But remember this. Win the opener. That's the goal.
Sure.
And then win the division. Win the state. Win the conference. Win the closer. That's it. That's what we want to do. Right now, we're focused on Furman.
Right now, we're focused on Furman. You're going to have a hard time selling that throughout the season.
Low ads. Sounds a lot like the mindset at Sweeney's alma mater. The Crimson Tide have won 4 of the last 7 national championships with Nick Saban, and the prevailing sentiment is that Sweeney is the odds-on favorite to replace Saban. Of course, the 66-year-old Saban told ESPN recently he wants to continue coaching there for a long time. He could coach there well into his 70s. Told that Saban doesn't see his coaching pilot light burning out anytime soon. Sweeney beamed with the vintage vernacular, good. That sounds great because I'm happy as a pig in mud here. Unquote. Here's the quote I want to get to, because this is the one that I keep telling people, and this is the one that keeps coming back to me. Chris Lowe adds that while most coaches are never going to say never, one of Sweeney's closest confidants and former position coach at Alabama, Woody McCorvey, doesn't see Sweeney leaving for Clemson, even if Mama calls, as Barry Bryant so famously said, and explaining why he left Texas A&M to return to his alma mater. I read this to you yesterday. I'll read it again today. Woody McCorvey, quote, Dabo is Clemson. That's who he is. Dabo's the perfect fit here. He can get on his moped and ride from the house to the office and then back to the house, and everybody just waves at him.
Does he have a moped?
And he's waving at them. I think he's got a Harley now.
He does. I've heard the Harley rumors.
He goes, some places you can't do that. And then you look at his kids. Clemson is all they know. The only thing they know about Alabama is their daddy played there. They've grown up in Clemson, and now he's got 2 sons on this team. This is their home. I will tell you, and by the way, let me read some more Sweeney quotes in here. It doesn't matter if you're behind Nick or not at Alabama. Listen, I spent 13 years there, so I get it. I know exactly what the mentality is, and something that I've always tried to fight here.
Try to fight here?
Yep. Again, this is a very important quote. It doesn't matter if you're behind Nick or not at Alabama. Listen, I spent 13 years there, so I get it. I know exactly what the mentality is and something I've tried to always fight here. You don't see that anywhere in our building. It's not national championship or bust. Our team goals are to win the opener, win the division, win the state championship, win the conference, win the closer. At Alabama, it's win the national championship or you have failed.
That's the team goal, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I told you the story about Burton Burns saying they were number one in the country going for back-to-back national championships. The kick six at Auburn happens. They don't go to the national championship game. They lose a bowl game to Oklahoma, which they weren't interested in playing the Sugar Bowl, had suspensions and,
sure,
and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And he said all around Tuscaloosa that spring was, what the hell's wrong with the football program? And so you don't want that. And Dabo knows that. I had guys that coached. I'm fortunate enough to have, through my earlier years, these contacts of people who coached at Alabama or Auburn and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Woody's one of those. Dabo's one of those. Ellis Johnson's one of those. Danny Pierman's one of those. These guys, Bill Oliver's one of those. I don't know Coach Oliver very well. I can't include him in that list of guys in there. But they talked about how, man, it's different. It's just, Burton Burns is one of those. It's just different. Billy Napier, one of those. It's just different. And so do you want to be involved in that? I want to win and win at the highest level, but see, you can do that here now, but you don't have to have that idea that you're number one in the country, you don't win the national championship. What the hell's wrong with the football program? And so I agree. Well, you get all the benefits, but you don't have the – I mean, there's pressure here. And Dabo mentions it. Who knows what the pressure is going to look like 10 years from now? And that's why he says never say never. Who knows?
I think there's reasonable expectations year in and year out at Clemson. This year's expectations are reasonable so far, in my mind.
Well, this year's team is different.
Is different.
When Wilkins,
yeah,
Farrell, and Bryant came back, this year's expectations went true to roof.
True the roof.
And they should have.
Sure.
This is the best team he's ever had here. This might be the best team to ever play here.
The best team he's ever had is quite a statement for May 15th.
This might be the best team that Clemson's ever had. Might be. On paper, I can make that argument. Sure. Now, again, how they develop and the leadership and all that kind of stuff. Sure. But the point of all that is look, I know this. I have been to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, I hadn't spent a lot of time there, and I hadn't spent a lot. But I do know this. I do know from reading and watching and whatever, it's different there. And to be honest with you, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that it's national championship or bust, that it's so serious all the time. It's a corporate kind of feel of, you know what, man, if you don't do this, then we're going to run you off and find somebody who can do this. And I don't mean 8-4. I mean win the national championship. That's a hard deal to go where at Alabama, beating – it's to the point now where even like beating LSU, that's not joyful. I don't want to – Florida State wasn't very good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson beat Florida State and didn't look great in doing it. Had to come in the fourth quarter and put them away. You know what? After that game, I was joyful. I don't want to see Clemson get to the point where it's not joyful to win games. To where I was like this at one point in time. Dabo's changed his mentality here. During the coach 40 years here, it was like the winning didn't feel as good as the losing hurt. Dabo's mentality and this, we're going to jump up and butt bump and high five and dance in the locker rooms, all that. The winning is more fun now than it used to be.
Fun is in the winning.
So I'll ask you this. I told you this before. Had a Clemson assistant to say this. If Dabo goes to Alabama, he's got to change or Alabama's got to change. Which one's doing that?
Very true.
You can be yourself here. His self here is, hey, man, I want to coach my kids' little league baseball games. I want to be able to go ride my moped. I want to be able to dance in the locker rooms. I want to be able to laugh and smile and have fun. And you know what? The most important thing is not winning a national championship. It's serving these young men's hearts. Let me tell you something. Dabo Swinney loses a game at Alabama, loses to Auburn. And the first time he mentions, I'm here to serve these young men's hearts. Be prepared for Paul Feinbaum for the lady to call and go, Paul, I don't care about these kids' hearts. I care about being Auburn. That's how it is, man. It's just different there. Mainly because, I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to slam Alabama. They're good. They're great. They're the best, whatever. But I don't want to be that cold win or fire you, love nothing. You know, I don't want that at all. And to be honest with you, I don't think Dabo Swinney wants that. I don't think that's who he is. one of the most important aspects of specifically college football, I think college basketball and baseball too, is the fit. And I just don't get the feeling that Dabo Swinney's a fit at Alabama. He's winning, yeah, and if he wins, it all gets there. But I tell you this, think about it like this. I'm going to wait till Zach Hall gets off the phone and run this by. The fit. Extremely important point I want to make here. That's why I want to let you ready? Name me the most successful coaches at Alabama in this school's history. Now, I want to say this. I don't know enough about Wallace, Wade,
so
and Dandy. I don't
know
those,
guys. Big three: Baird, Gene, and Nick.
What was Bear Bryant's personality?
Stoic.
What was Gene Stallings' personality?
Stoic.
What is Nick Saban's personality?
Mean.
What's Dabo Swinney's personality?
Goofy.
I don't think it's a fit. I think it fits here. I think we have fun here. I don't think Nick Saban has fun. The fun's in the winning. I get it. And I know they will love winning national championships. But I'll be honest with you. Bear Bryant wasn't fun. Gene Stallings wasn't fun. Hey, it's great that Dabo Swinney played football at Alabama. He grew up in Pelham, Alabama. That was his dream. He walked on and he coached there and GA'd there and coached there. All that stuff is great. But I'll be honest with you. I don't think that Dabo Swinney is Alabama football. I think that Bear Bryant, we're going to run the football, run the triple option here, and we're going to find a way to run the ball down all over his throats, and we're going to do it that way. And Gene Stallings was, well, we got to find a way to run the ball. We're going to play some defense and run some kicking game. We ain't going to turn the ball over around here. And Nick Saban's about the process, and I don't know Nick Saban, good Nick Saban. And then Dabo Swinney is, bring your own guts, man! BYOG, that's just not Alabama football.
I'm just not worried about this.
At some point in time, it might be.
I'm just not worried about it.
Some point in time. I mean, it will come up.
That's a future Zach problem.
Yeah, so you do this. WTW. Wait to worry.
Wait to worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why I gotta worry now about something?
Yeah. Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Lee and Greenwood, which I always think is Lee Greenwood, but it's not Lee Greenwood. And I'm proud to be an American. So Lee and Greenwood, David Simpsonville, Mark and Greenville. If you guys hang on, I promise I'll get straight to you. Short break, more right after this.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer's details.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Zero Res wants to do clean your carpets in your home, in your business. They want to do it at $129. Mention my name, get a free hallway. They want to do it with powered water, insanely clean carpets. Ask about their air duct cleaning specials. I get friends, I get listeners saying Zero Res has helped them out. This is a really good company. It's a really cool deal. I mean, the idea of cleaning yourself, A, you can't do it right, and B, it's going to be awfully messy. So you bring in some other carpet cleaners, and it's going to take a full day to dry. With Zero Res, man, like, it's dry before they even leave, just about. It's like, it dries in like half the time. It's unbelievable. It's our great friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Get in touch with them. Zero Res. 558-7300. Let's get to some phone calls here in this segment. 654-ROAR. Lee is in Greenwood, South Carolina, one of my favorite places. Lee, how you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mick. Hope you are as well, my friend.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, I kind of see your perspective and hear the perspective that Dad was talking about, because I kind of been fortunate enough when I was growing up, my dad was an IPTA member and went to games when I was very young, and it was in the mid-80s. And so I kind of grew up in the tail end of the Danny Ford era. And through my middle school, high school, and college, it was through the mediocre years that we went through. And so to get back into this mindset of the winning and appreciating it, and I think that's where a lot of fans sometimes lose their perspective. I even think even so at Alabama, I have a nephew that goes to Alabama, and I think a lot of the kids down there, even they don't even remember how bad Alabama was before Saban got there. It was kind of an instant fix when he got there, but how many bad years they had. I mean, they were not, you know, nowhere near the level that they were now. But I think it's just a matter of being able to appreciate. And even like when we lost to Carolina, those that streak and everything. And I remember my mindset. Well, yeah, it sucks to lose, but I'd like to win an ACC championship again at some point. You know, I think that's where, like, Carolina, I think you've mentioned it before. I think where Carolina, they don't understand what opportunities they have as a football program, because when they were successful, they only had one division banner to show for it. They've only got two football banners in their entire stadium. And so I think, you know, we can get very easily spoiled. It's that kind of mentality that I think prevails over not only in sports as fans, but also in culture. But I'm very fortunate just to remember all the good times, the bad times in between, and the good times now, and I'm just taking it one year at a time and just enjoying the fact that Clemson's competitive, they're a brand, and thankfully we got a guy like Dabo, and I'll take it off there. I mean, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate the phone call. I don't want to go into poverty to appreciate the dollar. I can still appreciate a dollar in some form of prosperity. Obviously, a lot of people have a lot more prosperity than I when it comes to financially. Very few when it comes to enjoying life, Mr. We're 24. But I don't want to have to say, boy, I remember when I wasn't eating ramen noodles again, or what those things called. I did have to order off the dollar menu to get to enjoy what I've got right now. I don't want to have to go back to 3-8 to say that. I can still appreciate 10-2, you know, finish the second division, beat South Carolina, beating Florida State or Georgia, whatever, and still say, hey, man, you know, I remember those days. I don't want to have to go back to those days. Now, for some, it takes that self-correction to do that.
Some have to relearn history.
Right. I don't want to have to do that. You know, I can learn from, even if I didn't experience it, there's 9-year-old Clemson fans out there, 8-year-old Clemson fans out there that have never in their lifetime had experienced single-digit wins.
Sure.
But you can still read about it and tune in and call in here. I'll tell you what 3-8 felt like. It didn't feel very good. I could tell you what 5-6 or 6-5 felt like when playing South Carolina for a chance to go to the Independence Bowl. I don't really like those days, but I don't have to go back to those days to appreciate those.
I agree with you there. That's fine. But at the same token, I'm not going to hold myself back of enjoying this and setting expectations and goals for this team because of what happened in the past.
Well, and to your point, any team that goes, when South Carolina was 0-21, what they said was, man, if we could just win a football game. And so they won one. If you go 1-10 or 1-11, you know, they say, boy, if we could ever get to 3 wins. You win 3, guess what you want to win? 5. You win 5, boy, if we could just get a winning season. You go 7-5 straight years. Boy, when are we going to ever win 9? When are we ever going to win a bowl game? When are we ever going to win 10? Can we win double digits? You win 10 two or three years in a row. You're going to win divisions.
And how many years in a row has Clemson won 10 games?
8.
Going 7, for 9, right?
8, yeah, yeah, 8, yeah.
So it's getting harder and harder to sell you on.
It is.
On, you know what? We were, you know, winning single digits at one point.
Here's why I would say that, though, Zach, is I would say that set those goals,
yeah.
But also understand that other people get scholarships. Sometimes injuries happen. Sometimes bad plays happen. Sometimes a coordinator, you know, well, you get some things that go on. I think much like Exxon stock or whatever, you set those goals higher every year, but But guess what, man? Sometimes a hurricane happens, and sometimes though that oil rig will be shut down due to. I mean, there's some things that happen, and you have to be understanding of how and why. I try to make sure it doesn't happen again, but not panic and go, "Oh my God, we're terrible!" And you know, you're completely distraught because of every once in a while some bad things happen.
Sure.
Let me get Dave in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning. You know, I nearly pulled off 153 and hit a tree when you did your bring your own guts. That was the most hilarious thing I will have ever heard on this show when you got that. I would love to hear that again. Zach, if you could play that going into 8 o'clock, that would be awesome. How well received would the pizza party of 2015 been in Tuscaloosa? That's what you got to look at. And you bring up the BYOG, and you bring up all the quotes and the Gatorade dumps and things of that nature. That's what Dabo is. I mean, he is as transparent a person as you get. He's you see who you're talking to. He's not any kind of facade. And ESPN and fan base and talk shows and newspapers, they're not going to change that. We were at the All-In Ball, and he was talking about his mother and the things that she went through as a child. And then it permeates into his life as a child and then where he is. That man is probably the most appreciative man of everything that he's got. Now, he's got a lot, but he has worked his butt off for it, and I think that kind of person fits this fabric in this community, and people love that. I think down in Bama, and yeah, Nick Saban's worked hard for everything he's got, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just simply saying that the kind of person Dabo is, where his heart is on his sleeve, I don't think that works in Alabama's football factory. And you have to agree that that's what it is, where they just continuously roll over five-star after five-star after five-star. And maybe we get to that point, but right now I think the man is well entrenched in his community. I don't ever see him leaving. Now, he might leave to go do something like speaker circuit or I could even see him being a preacher, because the way this guy can motivate, it's amazing the way he can get people to buy in to what he's doing. And I'll leave you with this. Mick, I was listening to you yesterday on Bing, the search engine. There was an amputee that climbed Mount Everest, and I immediately thought about you going off on that. And about climbing, he's a double amputee, and he made the climb. So check up into that, and you'll be amazed. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. That wasn't a fence sitter there. Let me get, I got about 2 minutes. Mike Marietta. Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hi. I wasn't going to say something about the gambling deal, but this is, I think I can kind of sway you on your perception of, you know, your wins and losses and enjoying the games, but, just look at Tennessee fans, you know, like they almost pack out their stadium still, and they're terrible. They've been terrible. But for me as a dog fan, I've only seen two SEC championships in my life, and yet I go to every game, every season, and it's more about the tradition, and it's not about winning and losing, because it's a fun time just being in Athens. You know, so, with me, it's not as much about, oh, we lost or we won, a little better team. It's just like, where can you go in and be yourself and enjoy the tradition of it all? So,
yeah.
That was one point. Yeah, say what?
No, that's a good point, because you know, in the end, you David talks about this, grow where you're planted, you know? Bloom where you're planted.
Yeah. And then, because I'm about to be out of the car for a minute, but if you could at some point before this show's over and, like, later on in the show, I could use some diggings today.
Oh, I love it. Very good point, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Do you have diggings over there now? Well, I've only got 30 seconds.
No, I don't have diggings. Diggings happened in February.
But
it's
diggings.
May.
Diggings will always be a part of the show.
As a part of Olympic tradition, you forget about the Olympics and you remember it 4 years later.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Dickens gets me through the day sometimes.
No. I don't have Dickens.
Dickens! Yes. We're going to play Dickens in the second hour.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
We'll find it.
I don't know where it is.
We'll download it. We'll find it. Dickens is what's great in the world. Good point, Texture.